welcome to the Pretty Deadly Podcast. I'm Susie Hollick, the founder of Pretty Deadly Self-Defense, a self-defense program for women I developed based on my experiences as a violent crime survivor and my 23 years of training in the Japanese art of ninjutsu. I'm going to dive right in, and in this episode, talk about the role of anger in self-defense. But before I go on, I've mentioned this before in an earlier episode, but I just want to remind you, did you know that we have merch? If you visit the Pretty Deadly website, prettydeadlyselfdefense.com/shop, you will find Warrior Woman t-shirts, kick pads, books that we like to read and that we happily recommend to people, as well as discounts in businesses that are run by people who have taken the program and are offering discounts to people who are currently enrolled. That was the worst advertising ever, but oh well, I'll work on it. Anyway, back to the episode. Okay, so the role of anger in self-defense. I was teaching ninjutsu the other day to a new student, and we were working on strikes, and she was attacking this pad like she had a personal grudge against it. She was hitting really, really hard, but the look on her face was just, I wouldn't say hatred, but she was angry. And so I made a little joke and said, you know, what has that pad ever done to you? And she said, I have a lot of anger in me. And I understand that. I understand that people go to martial arts training or boxing or kickboxing or sometimes MMA, weightlifting, CrossFit, running marathons or sprints or whatever. All of these things, ways that we use our body to help release built up anger and rage that we have inside of us. I don't think that that's exactly what she was talking about. But what she was talking about is something that is often used in self-defense classes. And I think that that's actually a big problem. Here's why. In a real life situation, when the threat to life is imminent, there are no emotions. Your amygdala kicks in, your biological self-defense system takes over, your analytical brain pretty much shuts down, which is why sometimes people don't remember every single detail of what happens during a traumatic event. Your body just reacts and responds with whatever tools it has available to it. There's no emotions. There's absolutely no emotions. And I'm speaking from experience, by the way. I'm not speaking just because I read it in an article. This is something that I very clearly remember in my experience. And I have, for better or worse, I've been in the face of death more than once. So if you know anything about me or you know anything about the Pretty Deadly program and where it comes from, you know that I'm a violent crime survivor. You can look up that story anywhere on the internet or in old episodes. But I've also been in situations where I thought I was going to die in a car crash, for example. I've been in situations where, you know, honestly, I was so sick with what maybe was COVID. I'm not really sure. It was before the pandemic was official, but where I was so sick that actually I thought I was going to die. And there just was no emotion. It was more a preparation. So oftentimes in self-defense classes, trainers will encourage women specifically to tap into their anger, work it out on that pad, you know, tap into that female rage. And that's inappropriate because emotions don't come into play when threat is imminent. If you're feeling an emotion, the threat may be very near, it may be immediate, but it is not imminent. And the reason why I say this is dangerous, or the reason why I say that it's not appropriate, is because it is kind of low-key requiring women to work up a rage or work up an anger in order to protect ourselves, in order to defend ourselves. That's not always the case for all of us. Some people actually just don't really have a lot of anger or rage. Some people have a very deep feminine rage that's buried so far down inside of them. It's really hard to pull it up. And there's also the question of feminine rage. Feminine rage, I think, isn't really well understood by men and what exactly that is and why women tend to not give in to that level of rage, because it is an extreme level of rage. I don't mean berserker rage. I don't mean destroying everything in front of you rage. I mean swallowing the earth rage. I mean opening your mouth and basically just consuming the entire universe kind of rage. If you don't know it, if you haven't experienced it, I hate being the kind of person who does this, but if you haven't experienced female rage, feminine rage, that very, very deep rage that we have, you have no idea what it's like. That being said, men may have that same level of rage. I don't know. They tend to act it out a lot in anything from bar fights to wars. I don't know if it's the same kind of rage. I'm getting off topic though. The point is that asking women to release their rage in a self-defense training or tap into their rage in a self-defense training is now connecting anger and rage to self-defense. And that means that there's a requirement, an emotional requirement in order to defend yourself. So the question can become, even on a subconscious level for a woman, well, what if I'm not feeling angry at that moment? What if I'm not feeling rage? Or what if I'm someone that's really hard for me to get to that point? What if I don't have time to get to that point? The question of anger and self-defense, and does it play a role in self-defense, I think has been around for a long time. And I think it's one of the biggest differences between a female-based approach to self-defense and a male-based approach to self-defense. And I'm putting it in these terms because there are women who use a male-based approach to self-defense, and there are men who use a female-based self-approach to self-defense. For women, again, it's not about working out your anger. I often say in classes that I teach to women, you are not going to take down the patriarchy on that one guy. As a matter of fact, that guy isn't even a part of the patriarchy. That's a whole different topic and a whole different episode. That being said, anger is not a bad thing. It's not something that you should avoid, or I don't believe it's something you should avoid. And I don't think it doesn't have any place on the training floor, but I think it's something that we can use in a more beneficial way in terms of training. You have been listening to the Pretty Deadly Podcast. You can learn more about who we are and what we do and how to find a Pretty Deadly course near you by visiting our website at prettydeadlyselfdefense.com. And if you'd like to become a self-defense trainer for your community, our certification programs are open for enrollment, and you can find them on our website at prettydeadlyselfdefense.com/self-defense-trainer, all one word. This podcast is produced by Singe Network for Pretty Deadly, recorded in Berlin, and our original music is the track Icarus Wish by Berlin band Dead Centuries, used with permission by the artists.